John, what's your assessment of that?
First half, I was pretty pleased. We played a wee bit more direct today. We were looking for two strikers getting on the shoulder of their defenders, and I thought they caused them problems first half. Scored a good goal, and maybe had another one or two wee opportunities to try and get in front. Second half, we never really started properly, and as I said, again, became too deep. They took chances, and strikers at Rogers came on and caused us a wee bit of problems. I think with the goal, it's I think we've got a wee bit lucky for out wide, it's a mistake and stuff. But the guys got in and scored a good goal, and from there it was a wee bit end to end. So second half was disappointing because we ended up coming too deep and we're screaming at the guys to get up, and as I said, they became too deep and allowed Peterhead to get into the game, and disappointed with the draw.
Jim McAnally just told his team to go for it at half time, yeah. And he accused us of defending a 1-0 lead.
No, not at all. That was we were going for it as well. We need to win games. I wouldn't defend a 1-0 lead. Said I thought they started the second half better, and they got on the front foot the second half, and we did become deeper, but it wasn't intentional. I wanted the players to go out and go forward and try and score more goals. It didn't work that way in the second half. So we'd had one or two wee opportunities on the break, but we didn't do enough.
Peterhead thought that the referee did us some favours with maybe Alex Whistle's last man tackle only getting a yellow, and with Ross Milne handling the ball in the box.
Alex, I thought, was okay. I think it was going wide at the time. Ross, I've seen it yet, but hit his hand. Whether it was intentional, I didn't think so, but I said I have seen him given.
1-1 draw doesn't do either side any favours, does it?
No, not at all. As I said, that's why we wouldn't sit on a 1-0 lead. We need to win games, and we were trying to win it. They said it's Peterhead did peg us back for a little bit in the second half, but we still had opportunities to hit them in a counter attack. And again, at the end there, we had a wee breakaway 4v3, and we didn't take the opportunity. So disappointed, but we didn't win the game. We have to move on.
Yeah, you said you wouldn't give up. I think it was 7 points in it, probably, for it up to Brechin, and towards 12 points at stake.
Yeah, look, it's a lot. It's a tall order. I know that, but I would never give up, and neither will the players. We have to keep trying. We have to keep believing. We've got Brechin to play. We've got Airdrie to play. So will it be difficult? Yes, and it's a long shot, but we'll give everything we've got to try and win the last four games and see where it takes us.
He changed his strike force today. Michael Muffett got a goal. He must be pleased with that.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I thought it was a very good first half, and it was a good header, good ball for Ross Milne. And Alan's been kind of chatting at the bit the last wee while, and did well for the under-20s during the week. So we tried to get the ball a bit forward quicker, get them turned, and they're the type of players that can do that. As I said, caused them problems first half. Second half, didn't really get the service, and then became tired, and as I said, they've done a lot of work, so that's what we changed it towards the end.
Thanks, John.